Well, are there any other forms for me to fill out?
I'm sorry, Mr. Ferusenthal. Considering the fact that you've got extensive experience in your previous position, this job interview isn't really appropriate. But what can I say? It's the procedures we have to follow for hiring. There's no other choice.
Yes. I'm familiar with the bureaucracy. If you could just inform me of my salary so I'd know then.
What are you saying? Is it even possible to put a price on your vast experience?
You're just being polite now. Nowadays, everyone's got their price.
Yes. 600,000 tomans with benefits and overtime.
Are you trying to feed a bear?
That's the ceiling for the position, Mr. Ferusenthal.
Don't you think the ceiling for the position is way too low? Someone might pass by and hit the head on it.
Why have you gotten insulted, Mr. Ferusenthal? What can I do, sir? These days, all the companies have dropped their ceilings and are crawling on hand and foot. Now's not the time for taking any risks. You don't want our company's future to become like yours, do you?
No, I don't. Goodbye, then.
Take care.
Goodbye, ma'am.
Goodbye, sir. Here you go, Hesam.
What are you doing, ma'am? Are you watering a flower?
Oh, my. Not for nothing, but a suitor's coming for your daughter today. If you don't do it now, God forbid, you want to do it over my grave?
Things that you say.
Now turn around and look at yourself in the mirror. Look how handsome you look.
I can't really see that well.
Don't worry about it, Hesam. You'll get treated and, God willing, you'll be fine.
All right. Just remember, you won't get overexcited. We didn't find our girl on a street corner, and I'll start the conversation. Agreed?
Agreed, sure. Whatever you say, my dear. Oh, my. It seems they're here. Hesam, dear, your cane. Don't forget your watch and ring.
Yes.
Baha.
Ah!
Baha.
What's happened, Father? Let me take a look and see if anything happened to your head.
No, nothing happened. Why is it so dark? Doesn't this damn thing have a light bulb?
But it's on.
Then why is it so dark? It's blurry. I can't see.
Thank
hello,
you for coming.
Hello, how are you? Hope you're well.
Thank you. Oh, hello,
we're
hello,
so
hello,
glad
how are
to see
you.
You.
Hello,
are
you
well?
Are you?
Thank you. Well, how are you? Fine,
hello,
thank you.
How
come
are you?
In.
How's
well,
it
well.
Going?
Oh, doctor, long time
well,
no see.
I could
see.
Say the same thing, but if you want the truth, this prince of ours is afraid of hearing a yes. And passing out. He's brought a doctor along just in case, you know.
Oh, the things you say.
Isn't Mr. Ferusenthal here?
Yes, he's changing his clothes. He'll be down right now. Please come inside.
After
thank
you.
You very much for coming. It's
that's
great to have
you.
Oh, excuse me for walking
not
in front.
At all.
Come in, come in. It's this way. Oh, you shouldn't have. You're a flower yourself.
Please come inside.
Come inside. Come on. Oh, Negar, thank you
dear.
Very
yes.
much.
How are your
please
dad's eyes
come
doing?
Inside.
Unfortunately, his eyesight is getting worse by the day. He really can't see anything anymore.
I really am truly sorry. I just don't know what we can do for him now.
Oh, you
I really,
really
am very have. Sorry.
Now, please, let's go inside. Just don't let the guests know. And please don't say anything to Dad, please.
I saw you when you were a child. You've become quite handsome.
That's kind of... Hesam, dear, how are you doing?
It's great to see you. Where are your wife and children, Doctor?
They're on a trip. It's the best cure for when you get bored, if you know what I mean. If you want to know what I think, you shouldn't stay home either. Take your children, take your wife, go somewhere and just have fun. Enjoy yourself. Go out, get some fresh air. It'll be great for your health, for your general well-being.
What do you know about my well-being, Doctor?
Me? Nothing. Is something wrong with your health?
You're the doctor. Take my test results and look at them. And tell me what you see.
There's no need for that, Father. Your problem will be fixed with a little bit of rest, that's all.
I know an excellent eye surgeon. He's quite terrific.
He spends 6 months here and 6 months in Switzerland. If you like, I can schedule an appointment with him.
That's very kind of you. But not to worry, my father's under the care of one of the best eye specialists in town, Professor Hakim Emani.
I know him. He truly is an expert.
Knock on wood.
Please have to lay the devil
not
here.
This Bahar of ours has really become something. Tall and dignified, beautiful and elegant, I must say.
Thank you very much. That's kind of you to say.
It's obvious Arash has inherited his professional expertise from you.
Thank you.
He performs cosmetic surgery and you perform cosmetic analysis.
Even as a child, you always had something to say. Thank you very much. You shouldn't have.
Your youngest child really has got a mouth on her, Sam. Praise God.
Of course,
God.
In the old days, it was the bride that would take the trouble. But since Bahar's expertise is in pouring medicine into serums, the task of pouring tea into the cups has fallen onto me. Bahar's the color. Would a mother-in-law approve of it?
Thank you very much.
The color is good, but we have to see how it tastes.
Well, if you'll allow me, let's get straight to the point, Mr. Firouzanfar.
Go ahead.
Sure. The point of the matter is that our dear friend Arash has been in Iran for 3 months. He's reached the end of his trip and he has to go back to Germany. Therefore, we don't have a lot of time to spend together and to get to know each other better.
Of course, the reason for this bad timing was the things you'd said about Baha's previous fiancée.
He wasn't a fiancée, ma'am. He was just a suitor. He'd practically torn the door off the hinges. We'd toss him out the door and he'd come in through the window. He was one of those rarely stubborn and insistent suitors. Anyhow, I don't want to talk your head off. But Mr. Firouzanfar finally twisted his ear, and the guy tucked his tail between his legs and left.
Yes.
Excuse me, but if the elders of the gathering allow, me and Miss Bahar could meet each other a few more times in order to get to know each other better and see how it goes. And when I go back to Germany, we could remain in contact through emails and phone calls. I think that this would be better for both of us.
Well, now for the time being, you two sit down and talk things out with each other. Then at the appropriate time, we'll think about the long-distance issue.
Bahar, dear, get up, darling, and take the doctor and sit over there and have a conversation with each other. Get up,
yes,
my darling. Go ahead, your tea's getting cold.
Yes, of course.
Should I peel some fruit for you?
Have a seat.
Please, have a seat.
What are you laughing at?
At myself. At the fact that I was always the one to tell my friends what to say in these situations. Or how they should act. But right now I don't know what to do. It's very difficult. Even more difficult than nose surgery. How can I say it? The truth is I don't know what would be the best way for me to start.
The start isn't important. What's important is how it's going to end.
Will you allow us to be frank and straightforward with each other?
Go ahead, then.
You go ahead.
With what?
Not with what. With who. The truth is, I wanted to know about your previous suitor. Was it just your parents that were opposed? Or were you yourself opposed to his proposal?
If I had a positive opinion, you wouldn't be here right now.
Ah. Yes, that's right. I wouldn't. But I am. By the way, what do you think about continuing your studies abroad?
I don't mind doing it, of course, if the appropriate situation presents itself.
Mm-hmm.
What about you? Why'd you come to Iran to get married, and after living all these years in another country?
Marriage is an emotional relationship, an internal feeling, a cultural connection. That's the reason that it's not very easy for me to marry a woman who's different from me in terms of culture and way of life. Anyway, people live their lives according to how they see the world. It's different for everyone.
Yes. I understand how you feel.
Soraya, give me that onion.
Why are you eating onions? You'll have bad breath. You'll choke us. Forget it.
Oh, goodness. Give me the pickles, then.
You're eating yogurt. They don't go well with each other. Your face will break out.
Oh, my goodness. Well, then, Soraya, when you're sitting out the table, please clarify what's to eat and what's to look at so a person knows.
My darling, they don't go well together. You'll get sick.
Oh, these days nothing goes well with me. When a person is out of a job, food becomes rationed. At least give me that pitcher so I can have a glass of water.
Reza, dear, did you go and find a job today?
No, these days no one's looking for a specialist. Everyone's looking for a simple worker with no experience.
Then what will happen to the rest of what you owe her son?
I'm thinking about it.
You'd better be thinking about the debt you owe me.
What debt?
What debt? Come on, man. I lost my job because of you. Who's going to pay for me sitting at home unemployed? Give me my unemployment pay. You can keep the bonus and the benefits. Anyhow, you're my wife's family. You're my brother-in-law. I have to look out for you. What can I do?
Praise God you're a grown man. So just put a little bit of pressure on yourself and go find a job.
You think I'm not looking for work? What work is there? I looked, but there's no work. There's nothing to be found out there. Have you been able to find a job?
At least I'm looking for a job and haven't found one. I'm not just lying in front of the TV like you. Go look around and you'll find a job.
Look, man, I was doing my job. You're the one that ruined everything for me. Anyhow, you think I like being unemployed? No way, man. Ever since I was a child, I worked hard, I studied, I did everything to become the man I am today.
What kind of a man?
What kind of a man? What kind of a man do you want me to be? I've got a degree. I've got a certificate. I understand other people. I don't put other people's situation at risk just for my own benefit. What else do you want me to be? I'm really great.
And if that's the case, this year they have to give the Nobel Peace Prize to Manucha. Excuse me.
Well, what? It's the girl, man.
Are you sure?
Yes, Mother, I'm sure about it. That kind of maneuver a guy only does if there's a big fish on the line.
What fish?
You saw the fish. Now, ask Behrouz. When Soraya calls me, I jump up in the air so high my head hits the ceiling.
Aha. Mother, get up and go and talk to him. That boy's a bit crazy, you know. He'll eventually create problems for himself and us. Get going now.
Is it her?
Is it who?
That lady attorney, Argafan.
Yeah, it's her. How come?
Finish it off, Behzad. Don't continue it. That girl really isn't appropriate for you and our family. Don't get trapped by her.
I'm not doing anything. Once I pay her attorney's fees, we'll go our separate ways.
How much is it? Tell me and I'll get it to her somehow and pay it so she'll be gone. Just tell her to come and get it from me.
Why are you doing this, Mother? She was my attorney. I was a suitor. And now everything's over. She's gone about her business. Why all the hatred and scorn?
Open up your ears and eyes, Behzad. You're an adult now. You're not a teenager for your feelings to overcome your intelligence. Marriage is like a scale. If you're too heavy and she's too light, there'll be separation between you. A man and a woman have to be close to each other, be on the same level. Manucha is a good example. It's true that financially they weren't different than us, but in terms of culture and social status, they were poor. Take a look at their life. If it weren't for us, they'd get divorced in 2 days. They can't even speak two words to one another.
But, well, why don't you use yourself as an example? You and Father, weren't you close to each other? Weren't you at the same level, suited for each other? Then why weren't you satisfied?
The situation of me and your dad was different.
What was the difference, Mother? Difference is what you create between yourself and your children, so you can get in their way. Otherwise, cultural and social similarities can't guarantee a successful married life. Isn't that right?
If I'd talked and given so much advice to this wall, it wouldn't have changed by now. You've taken after your departed father, selfish and stubborn. But I'm still saying what I said from the start. You'll have to go over my dead body if you want to ruin your life.
Mother,
forget about Mother. You fooled me once and I agreed to let you file a complaint against your uncle, and that was enough for the rest of my life. I won't be tricked by your words again, child.
Sometimes you have to disturb a person's solitude at night, just so that they know they're not alone.
How am I supposed to trust you? There's a thousand problems that could come up. It might even ruin our relationship.
I won't allow it. It won't happen. I'm with you till the end.
How can I be sure you won't regret it in 6 months? Or that your family will agree to it?
If I were to try to take advantage, I'd suggest that we be friends, not get married. But I'm thinking about a stable relationship, about a feeling that lasts. Maybe it's a risk, but I'm willing to take it.
Call me tomorrow. I have to see you.
Sometimes it's good to look into your heart. Maybe there's something of me that's waiting for you to come and take a look. Good night.
Good night.
Now, look at my right ear. Good. Please pull your head back. No, the problem is not with your eyes. The cause of the blurry and double vision is somewhere else. In reality, the reason is...
What's the reason, Doctor? You about to say?
Stress. Anxiety. Emotional turmoil. Have you been upset lately?
Oh, goddamn the person that's caused this, Doctor.
Mother dear.
One of the arteries behind the cornea has become blocked. Of course, it's nothing to be concerned about. We'll try to fix the problem through use of proper medication.
Doctor, be straightforward with me. Your initial reaction didn't show any sign of hope. Will I be able to see again?
I already told you. We will do everything that we can.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
How are you?
What do you have?
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It's expensive. Say something that's cheaper.
Whatever you want to order for yourself.
They've got some really good tea. Should I order some?
Go ahead.
2 7 herb teas.
Anything else?
No, thanks. I wasn't able to sleep at all last night. Being apart from you is hard for me. Up until yesterday, I'd laugh at anyone who said anything like this. I'd make fun of them. But now I'm starting to realize what kind of cureless pain love is.
Up till now, I've never made decisions based on emotion. I always said emotion is the enemy of intelligence. But for once in my life, I want to listen to my heart. I agree to your suggestion.
Are you serious?
I'm being serious. I hope you're serious as well and will do the things that you've said.
Don't worry at all. I'm not the type to back down. I'm in love, and I'm going to see it through.
Don't do anything cowardly. I really hate men who are cowards. Men who make promises, but once they get what they want, they go back on their word. I hate them.
I'm a man of my word. I swear to you. I'll do whatever you want me to. Tell me how to prove to you that I love you. You want me to get up and shout it out in front of everyone? Hey, man, I want to marry her.
Congratulations.
Thanks a lot.
It's the least I can
do. You say congratulations. Do you understand?
It's not right in front of the others.
Now what do you say we do?
Let's go get married. Whenever. Whenever you say so.
And we won't say anything to anyone. No one.
Everything seems like a dream.
If it's like a dream, it's a beautiful dream. I've got a bit of money, and I'll borrow some from here and there.
I've got a bit of savings as well.
So we'll be able to rent a place.
A small place, for just the two of us.
After getting married, we'll go on our honeymoon. I don't want to see anyone for a while. What do you say?
I say it's terrific.
Then have your tea.
Yes?
Hello.
Hello, you are? Hello there, Aunt. How are you? It's great to hear you.
I'm sorry, did I wake you up?
What sleep are you talking about, Aunt? Believe me, ever since I lost my job, I've got 5 times as many responsibilities.
Are you willing to do anything?
What do you mean by anything?
The husband of one of my friends has a family restaurant. And he's looking for a trustworthy person to hire.
To be the floor manager or to manage the finances?
No, neither one. To work in the kitchen.
Thank you very much, Aunt. You mean, you're saying with my certificate and my degree, I should go and work in a kitchen. Is that right? To chop salads and separate egg yolks, is that it? Then people would say not only has that guy fallen off his horse, but he's lost all his horses as well.
A man has to work to be a real man, Manachar. It doesn't matter what or where. What's important is the sweat spill to earn an honest living. Now, I hope you'll be able to find a good job. Is my doctor home?
No, Aunt, she's not home. I don't know why shopping is so much fun for that mother and daughter. Whenever you take your eyes off them, they run off.
To go shopping?
I wanted to talk to her about Hesam.
But Hesam? Bite my tongue, but has something happened to him?
I've been to see him.
He's not doing well. His eyes can't see as well as before. He walks around like he's blind.
Oh, my God. Are you being serious with me, Aunt? Oh. Believe me, Aunt, someone has given him the evil eye. I only wish that you'd told me so that we could have gone to see him together. My ticket's already expired, but maybe they would have let me in with your ticket.
Anyway, I'm sorry for having disturbed you. Tell Marduk when she gets home that I called her. Well, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Negar? Negar?
Yes, Daddy, I'm right here.
Get ready to go.
Go where?
To the factory. I'm sure I won't be able to drive with my eyes like this.
But, Father, I've got an exam tomorrow and I have to study for it.
I didn't have enough problems. Now I have to hear it from you. All right, I'll go on my own. I'll drag my hand along the wall and go. I haven't become so completely useless that I can't go.
But, Father, you can't do it like this. You have to let someone else do your work for a while. I don't know, someone that you trust, perhaps.
The one that I trusted turned out to be no good. He was my sheepdog, but he turned into a wolf and viciously attacked my flock. Who else can I trust now, hey? I'm forced to go to the factory. I have to pay salaries of employees. It's not possible without my stamp and signature.
Father, dear! Did something happen?
Oh, God. Kill me so I don't have to depend on others.
God forbid, Father. Just sit right here and don't you move. Has Nagar died for you to have to go anywhere alone?
Thank you.
These aren't any good for you, boss. How's this, boss? 100 meters, 2 bedrooms on the 3rd floor.
That's good.
Parquet floor, with all the amenities. And it's a great deal as well. 60 million Toman deposit and 600,000 a month.
60 million? No, that's way too much. Don't you have anything less expensive?
Hey, boss, it seems you don't know about the prices. These days, renting a place has gone up. Right now, they want a 50 million Toman deposit to rent a 50-meter apartment. If you want my advice, you should get some more money together so I can find a nice apartment for you, sir. Otherwise, these dumps aren't going to be up to your standard.
A person without money doesn't worry about standards. Just to have a little place we can put our things in will be enough.
I'm really sorry, boss. I don't have anything for you at this point in time. But, don't worry about it. I assure you, sir, in a week or two, I'll find a really good place for you.
All right.
Come back to see me.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming.
Goodbye.
Take care of yourself. I'm at your service.
Hello. Hey there, Karush. How are you? You well? I'm good too. Thanks, man. Listen, why don't you pick up when I call? Don't tell me you've forgotten about me. You don't care anymore? Yeah, I've been out of work for a while, so I thought I'd call to see if you were looking for someone to work at your company. Uh-huh. I see. That's just bad luck, then. I touch gold and it turns into dust. Now it's all right. How are you? What have you been up to? Where are you off to? Well, so what's going to happen with your house and stuff? Let me see, Karush. Will you rent out your house? To me. But only if you give me a discount. Are you serious? All right, then I'll call you to come and see the house. Thanks, take care. Goodbye.
Hello there, shoeshine boy.
Hello, how are you? Where the hell have you
been?
Taking
care of the problems in my life. What about my shoes?
Of course I will. I'm your personal servant, but it'll cost you.
You know I'm unemployed and don't have any money right now. Hello.
Hello, darling. How are you doing?
Fine, thanks.
What are you looking for?
Oh, Homa. You scared me. My identification card.
What do you need it for?
I need it.
To do what?
Oh, what's with all the questions? I need it to renew my attorney's license.
Argavan, today in the paper, I found a really good deal in a good neighborhood.
And?
How much money do you have?
Nothing.
Huh? You told me you had 7 or 8 million tomans saved up.
I did, back then, but I don't have it now. I lent it to one of my old classmates from the university.
Oh. In the middle of all of this, when we're struggling to come up with money ourselves?
Look, Homer, we might be in need of money, but she needed it much more than we do. Goodbye.
Where to? You barely got here and you're leaving.
I'll be back.
Where'd she go?
I don't know. But your daughter's acting suspicious.
Sino, come outside for a minute. I want to talk to you.
What do you want?
Come and I'll tell you. Hurry.
So tell me already, where are we going?
Come on, I'll tell you. Do you know how important you are to me?
What's the story? Are you going to pull a fast one on me?
No, it's not like that. You're so important to me that I don't want to hide anything from you.
Hide what?
Look, Sina. I need to have someone behind me. Will you support me?
I'm your brother. Whether you want it or not, I'll take care of you.
What I want to tell you is a secret. I don't want Mom or Homer to know anything about it.
So?
Look, Sina. Me and Bazad, we want to get married.
What? Are you being serious? So?
We don't want anyone to know anything for now. At least for the first few months.
How come? Are you committing a sin?
It's not a sin. But, well, it's better for both of us if our families don't know anything for now.
I don't want to meddle in your affairs, but I just hope you and Bazad know what you're doing. I'm worried about you.
Thanks a lot. Goodbye for now.
خواستم کدوم جون کدوم عشق شاید خیلی از این حرفا دروغه تا وقتی با همین از عشق میگیم نباشیم قولمون خطا دروغه از این عشقایی که زنجیر میشه حوث هایی که دامنگیر میشه میترسم چون دلم بیعتماده به احساسی که بی تأثیر میشه نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست نه این که زندگی بیش میشه فقط کاش به سایه مبهم بفهمم آخرش چی عشق میشه حرفی که نگاهی نمیگفته و میگفته اتفاقیه که گاهی نمیافته و میافته حس یخ زدن تو آتیش حال سوختن تو سرما تو بیداری یه خیاله یه حقیقت تو رویا تو فکرش نیستیم و پیداش میشه ولی وقتی که باید باشه میره به حال و روز ما کاری نداره همیشه